When you look back at the pandemic, what will you remember? Between the Zoom meetups to the toilet paper shortage, it's been nothing short of memorable. And it's far from over. Sigh. In the meantime, let's catch up on what's making history in transfer pricing. Hello, everyone. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press, cross-border solutions, weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast. Which European country is inching closer to adopting the OECD approach? Why is Poland tightening the reins on tax havens? And how is the IRS trying to help taxpayers learn from others' mistakes? We've got those stories for you, hot off the press. But first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of the Fiona Show Cross Border Solutions Weekly Transfer Pricing Podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. Things are brewing in the United Kingdom, and it isn't just the tea. Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, or HMRC, is considering adopting the OECD approach for transfer pricing. As it stands, UK businesses already have to substantiate their transfer pricing positions, but this would be a step up. The adoption would tighten the compliance parameters enforcing specific standardized documentation. There's also talk of an international dealing schedule and annual report aligned with the tax return schedule. It would cover details about related party transactions, along with restructuring transfer pricing methodologies and financial matters. The consultation is open to comments until June 1st. And Poland is giving tax havens the cold shoulder. The country recently requested public comments on draft guidance to clarify new reporting obligations for taxpayers doing business in tax havens entered into force on January 1st, 2021. Per the guidance, the threshold for transfer pricing documentation requirements for normal controlled transactions is 2 million Polish zloty or $518,000. For transactions conducted with a person or entity in a tax haven, the threshold is around 100,000 Polish zloty or $26,000. The threshold stands at around 500,000 zloty or $130,000 if conducted with a beneficial owner. When it comes to documenting the transaction, it's the same information found in the local file, the functional analysis, comparability analysis, and key financial information. While tax havens may be a great place to vacation, who doesn't love Barbados, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Fiji, they're becoming increasingly monitored in transfer pricing. Poland's keeping a watchful eye on the situation, and we wouldn't be surprised if other countries are too. Taxpayers will be getting some intel from Intel, its subsidiary that is. The IRS is hard at work on a sub-regulatory guidance to iron out questions from the Altera case, Intel's subsidiary. In case you've been living under a rock, that case was a legal battle waged over stock-based compensation in cost-sharing agreements. Altera was opposed to including stock-based compensation in its agreements, but the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against it. The Supreme Court refused to hear its appeal last June. The guidance comes at a perfect time as stock-based compensation becomes a hot-button issue in recent litigation. IRS Associate Chief Counsel Peter Blessing addressed the topic at a recent American Bar Association tax conference, saying that case had, quote, fallout issues and it's important to get those right, unquote. And would you look at that? You are all caught up on the what's what of transfer pricing. Why not make this a weekly occurrence? You know you want to. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and there you'll find Cross Border's entire suite of tax podcasts. We'll be sure to keep you up to date on the transfer pricing news in minutes. While you're at it, check out our anchor podcast, The Fiona Show. This podcast was hosted, edited, and engineered by yours truly, Matthew DeMello. Associate producer Christy Clements wrote the script. Much like your COVID mask, the transfer pricing news isn't going anywhere. You know where to find it, and we'll catch everybody next week.